Parshas Lech Lecha deals almost entirely with Avram Avinu, Abraham. Although Avram lived long before the Torah was given at Mount Sinai, nevertheless, it has been passed down in the Oral Torah that Avram, as well as the other patriarchs, fulfilled all details of the Torah even before they were given. Although the patriarchs were not commanded to do these acts, nevertheless, with their superior spiritual vision, they are able to see what was happening in the spiritual realm, as we see that Avram ate matzah when it came time for Pesach. Even though this was before there was any holiday of Pesach, the Jews had not even gone down to Egypt yet. Nevertheless, spiritually, he was able to see that this time of the year there was a certain spiritual influence which made it necessary to eat matzah. Similarly, the Zohar tells us regarding Jacob, that he cut strips of bark off of the poplar branch at the time when he was splitting up his sheep from the sheep of his father-in-law Laban, that the reason he cut off these strips of bark was in order to fulfill the commandment of tefillin, that just as we put the straps of the tefillin around the arm, so too this was signified by the strips of bark which were taken off of this branch. That through this act, the Zohar tells us, Yaakov fulfilled in spiritual realms what we do today through the mitzvah of tefillin. Nevertheless, there was one mitzvah which Avram did not fulfill, and this was the mitzvah of circumcision. Avram delayed the mitzvah of circumcision until he had an explicit command from God to do so. And this was because Avram wanted the advantage of the mitzvah which came from above. This that we said before, that the patriarchs fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given, these mitzvahs were in a way inferior to the mitzvahs we do today after the Torah was given, in two interrelated respects. First of all, they did so without being commanded, whereas we did do so after having received the command from Mount Sinai. The difference between these two ways is that when it is done according to the human being's understanding, then it is in some way a limited mitzvah. It is limited according to his degree of understanding. Whereas when the mitzvah comes from above, after being commanded by the infinite creator of the world, the mitzvah contains within it also an infinite quality. This is the first difference, an advantage we have only after having received the command. The second difference is that when the mitzvah comes from above, it has the power to penetrate the physical world. Any of the mitzvahs that were done previously by the patriarchs remained in the spiritual realm and did not purify and elevate physicality. The sticks that Yaakov cut the stripes in, for example, after he had done the mitzvah with them, he could throw away because they did not contain any holiness within them. This is, of course, not the case with holy scriptures or tefillin, which after being made into tefillin have a certain kedusha, a certain holiness, and therefore may not be thrown out. This is because when the commandment comes from above, its infinite power does not limit it to solely a spiritual realm, but rather contains within it the power to spread out even to the physical realm, and to penetrate and elevate and spiritualize even coarse physicality. And this is the advantage of the mitzvahs we do after having been given the command for them at Mount Sinai. The mitzvahs come from the commander above, and therefore contain within them an infinite aspect, and this enables them to penetrate and elevate even the physical world. And this is why Avram wanted to wait until he had at least one mitzvah which was similar to the mitzvahs which would be done for all generations after the giving of the Torah. As the commentaries explain, that the patriarchs were a preparation period before the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai, and therefore there had to be something in that preparation which was similar to the mitzvahs which would be done later. And this was the mitzvah of circumcision. First of all, Avram waited until the command came from above, and therefore it had this infinite aspect and was not limited to human abilities. And secondly, it showed in an open way that the mitzvah has the power of purifying and altering physical existence, as is of course the case with circumcision, that the mitzvah affects a permanent change in the physical world, in the physical body of the one that is circumcised. And just as this is true in the physical case, and as obviously seen in the case of circumcision, so to every mitzvah which was done after the Torah was given has the ability to purify and elevate the physical object with which the mitzvah is performed. Although it cannot be seen, nevertheless, it is permanently altered and contains an infinite degree of holiness.